Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticking seeds with 50 as a hot more turtles in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. Oh, hey. This guy behind me addressed me directly, so I had to talk to him. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California, on January 10, 2 Oceans 12. Since last. let me just first of all just say it's another exciting Someone Stuck in Traffic night here at Doug Loves Movies. But the other two guests are here, and they're seven times more amazing than the person stuck in traffic. No, I think he'll get here. I mean, he or she. Might be Albert Nobbs. Since last I spoke and you listened, I taped an ep of Doug Loves Movies at the Palace Station's Louis Anderson Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada, that's available soon or now for $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes, $1.99 if you're into specifics. It features a very competitive Leonard Maltin game with UFC fighter Jason Mayhem Miller, palm striker Graham Elwood, and Todd Glass. Yes, Todd Glass finally returns to the show, and yes, he still doesn't watch movies. So you'll enjoy that if you listen to it. It worked out pretty good. Those guys are all very funny, and we had a very nice time in Vegas. I'm very excited about this weekend's show at the Punchline in Sacramento. 3 shows, 3 days, all at 4:20. Stand up the first day on January 14th with Leonard Maltin game with audience members, one of whom will win a seat as a guest with 3 other people on Doug Loves Movies on Monday, January 16th. And then on January 15th, Benson Interruption taping, of course. Celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day the whitest way. With me. I have dreams too, you know. I I have always dreamed of doing a movie interruption of the Patrick Swayze classic Roadhouse, and that dream is coming true on Saturday afternoon, January 28th at the Roxy Theater in San Francisco. Go to sfsketchfest.com for info and tickets. Now it's time for tweet relief. FuzzCo66 wrote to me on Twitter, "You should have David Lee Roth on Doug Loves Movies just so you could ask him if he has any plugs." This has been Tweet Relief. The prize bag tonight, what a fantastic prize bag. We always have the greatest prizes and the weirdest items that are just... A lot of people forget to bring an item, and so then they scramble, and so you get some interesting stuff. I, of course, usually remember to bring a copy of Doug Benson Professional Humoridian and a copy of Weezer's... This is only going to go on for a few more weeks. A signed copy of Weezer's Hurley album with the delightful picture of Hurley on the front of it. We got a Weezer t-shirt in there. We got, this was sent to me, and I love this movie, so I want to mention it and give it away. A book form screenplay of the script for Win Win, one of my favorite movies of last year. Throw that in there. Also, we have one of those similar kind of books for The Descendants that was signed by the guest who brought it. And then we also have, Garfunkel and Oates aren't here, but one of the guests brought a copy of their CD, All Over Your Face, that is signed by both of them. And then one of my guests that didn't bring something, because he's a very busy man, he signed their CD. So that's going to be worth something, a CD signed by Garfunkel and Oates and one of my guests tonight. And so with no further ado, that's what somebody's going to win this evening if I remember to pick contestants from the audience. Jordan's here, front row, ready to remind me. And I would like you, hopefully they're all here at this point, please welcome to the stage Wayne Fetterman, David Cross, and Patton Oswalt.
We opened the wrong door.
Now through the amazing deductive reasoning of this audience, everyone knows that David Cross is stuck in traffic. Were you going to come out and try and do an impression of him?
No, I don't do impressions.
Okay. That's Wayne Fetterman's voice, everybody. And Patton Oswalt, you made it. You got to be busier than David Cross. How did you do it?
I told Simon and Theodore to fuck off. I got to go do... I got Doug Loves Movies, man. They wanted to meet me at $7,000. I'm like, guys, you know, I got to keep my podcast cred up. If I don't get a mention in the Podmas column, it's over.
I think you buried the lead. They're not hanging out with Alvin anymore.
No. What happened? You don't read In Touch? Doug, Jesus Christ, dude.
Just last month, they were showing off their house they share in style.
Oh.
And now it's over already?
Well, it's weird. They're all still in the house, but there's this weird... You can't see it, but... And again, I'm just quoting In Touch. They taped off area where they put the tape down and then pulled it up, but you can clearly apparently still see the marks, and that's Alvin's area. Which is, of course, weirdly, it's like the guy... They describe it as like the guy in the rock group that starts using the day room on the tour bus as his own room. And that's the beginning of the end, and same thing's happening here. He got the part of the house with the high-pressure toilet, not the other part. So
you could do 10 minutes on anything. Because that was a good pull.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Patton, on winning the Vanguard Ensemble Award at the Palm Springs International Film Festival.
Yes.
Were you upset that you didn't win the Sonny Bono Visionary Award? That is a thing. That is really a thing.
It is. Hang on. Let me just open my notes here. Yes, Doug, it was upsetting that I... What? Shit, hang on. These pages aren't turning.
Get back on the prompter, Romney.
There is. Wow. Oh, nice. Is that going to become the new thank you, Dr. Sanjay Gupta? Get back on the prompter, Romney. That's how you'd be able to date a movie made in 2012, is to have a character and go, get back on the prompter, Romney. That's the new Where's the Beef.
It's right? Like one speech off of the prompter and he says out loud, I like firing people. Anyway.
He's the reverse Ron Burgundy. If the minute he's not looking at words, just nothing but evil comes flying out of his head.
So Wayne Fetterman is also here, and
I didn't win
drove
anything.
From pretty far away.
Not too far away.
Oh,
not
okay.
Too far away.
So that's cool.
The Lake of Toluca. The Lake of Toluca is where I'm staying these days. I've never seen it, by the way.
What are you, Jimi Hendrix? You just crash. I'm crashing Lake Toluca. I don't believe in property or houses, man. I go into a Chipotle. I lock eyes with someone, and that's they take me right home, man. I'm fortune's prisoner, man. I'm fortune's prisoner.
I actually am in a house kind of looking after situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's weird. You would say that.
Wow.
Even though I don't play guitar, but I do enjoy Chipotle.
That's the beginning of every Andrew McCarthy movie in the late 80s. Right now, he starts looking after a house. That's something crazy.
Susan Sarandon shows up.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a little change up here.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's play the game that David Cross has never played before right now.
Okay.
Get that over with before he gets here.
Is it called the game that David Cross never played before?
It might be the title of it from now on.
Wow.
I've been calling it Build a Title.
Wasn't that the original title of Girl with a Dragon Tattoo was the game that David Cross ever played before?
That was certainly an adult movie when I was watching it.
Damn it.
The rape that David Cross
really
never committed.
Jesus.
Twice.
I saw that Christmas Day.
You did?
In Chicago. It was
just
me
went,
and my wife.
With the
we
family.
Needed, we know we needed a break. My parents said, well, watch your daughter. And it was... We're in this theater at 11:40 a.m., and it's all these other families that caught in this movie watching the most clinically graphic rape sequence. Right. David Cross!
Oh, David Cross is here!
There he is! David Cross.
Guys.
We were just talking about rape.
I'm sorry. Okay. I don't know.
No.
If you say...
Been raped twice and raped once.
If you say clinically graphic rape sequence, he shows up like Beetlejuice. So I don't know if you know. That's how you summon him. You know that, right?
The weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I was taking a dump in the St. Louis airport. Bam. Next thing I know.
Dude.
Clinically raped?
Yeah.
Clinically. Yeah.
And technically, you were shitting your pants based on how you're dressed, so.
No, it takes you don't just immediately appear.
You have like, time to present yourself.
Yeah, there's a good 5-minute way station where, they have like hand sanitizer. You take your mask off.
I'm too much of a pussy to teleport, man.
They have some fun jackets for you to choose from.
Really?
Yeah, a hat if you need it.
Oh, nice.
You know, because you don't want to get, like, you know, scorched on your way back into the Earth's atmosphere.
Set the ringer on Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah. I have to say, interesting BlackBerry, not iPhone.
Interesting that I have a BlackBerry.
Yeah, just you're the only comedian.
I'm the only comedian. Keep going.
I've been clinically raped. One of the few comedians
every
I know that
every
I...
Every time I rape, I take a BlackBerry from a victim. It's my way of getting a piece of them. I feel like I'm close to them.
You're the BlackBerry buggerer? Holy shit.
Holy
right here. From Birmingham.
God, the BlackBerry buggerer from Birmingham. Don't leave your poop chute unattended.
That was my point.
That was your point.
That was my point.
Fantastic movie-related discussion. I'm glad we squeezed it in.
Oh, cinema.
I love it. You know.
No, but
I didn't.
I had never read the book. I had never seen the original Girl, and so I was one of those. I thought it was like a girl,
like a crime movie.
Yeah, she was funny and she's spunky and she's going to be able to figure out what's going on.
We Bought a Zoo.
We Bought a Zoo.
Okay,
has two tremendous rape scenes. I'm like, go zebra, go zebra, go.
Hey,
that was based on the Mr. Hands video, right? That started with, right? That was Mr. Hands, and then they decided to like family it up.
A tiger wants what a tiger wants. That's the whole.
It's not rape. It's not rape in the animal kingdom. It's just that's how they
I thought it was very tasteless when
animals.
They have the tiger say,
it's just
which is the tiger went, she was raped. Like that was like, what the fuck? That
is like the, it's such bad product placement. I don't know why. I know they paid for it, but dude, find a better way. Yeah. So.
Ah, that was good, you, the way you know, your mind
can
works.
Can I say something to the people that might be offended by this? And it's a philosophy and a motto that I've lived by, okay. That rape is really, it's really just a grape without the G. So, that's a way to...
Good point.
Hence the expression, peel me or rape.
It's a way to think about it.
The minute Cross's voice gets soft and reasonable, I know something horrifying is coming. I immediately start laughing, like, here it comes. What is in this anthropology gift box? Here it
Man, you are, so you David, are plugging away.
I am plugging away, yeah.
You have a deal with anthropology.
Anthropology, yeah. And wait till you see how I slip Sephora in later. You're going to love it. You guys are going to love it.
All right, David had an event last night at Cine Family here in Los Angeles. Yep. Very crowded there. I drove by.
Yeah, great group of folks over there. Really
yeah,
nice.
It's a fun place, fun setup.
Yeah, I liked it. I haven't been in there since they redid it. It's really great.
And you showed sort of a kind of a movie assemblage of your show.
The first season, Todd Margaret, without the what the intention was. And we did it in Austin, everything on a Blu-ray with all the credits and the openings kind of taken out. So it all ran together and as one with we still had the cold tags in there, but it just went right into the next one. And we weren't able to do that exactly last night, but it was close enough.
So the entire season without the openings and whatever these cold tags are? And
the cold tags were in.
Wayne, you are a professional and have been in this business for nearly three decades. You can't put air quotes around cold tags.
No, but like everyone would know what they are. Like, hey, we took out the cold tags. They're like, thank God. I was worried
but
that
they,
the cold tags are going to be.
But they did leave in the cold tags. He's just saying that they sort of don't make sense because they're quick little tags.
Right, little bits.
And then there's no credit sequence right after them.
Of course. I got it.
Yeah, it ran as with the little bumps, it ran as a movie. No breaks, nothing in between. Except
how long does that run? It's a whole season, right?
Yeah, the last five were 19 minutes and 25 seconds
long.
Let
me get my calculator app.
Okay, I'm sorry. And the first one we played the extended, which is on the DVD, the extended episode one, because we had to cut like 7 minutes of story and fun stuff out to make, 19 minutes.
But the second and final season... debuts what? When? Oh, no. Yes, it's the final season on purpose. Relax.
He mapped it out. The
guy fucking lost his mind out there. Yeah. No.
No, keep it going.
Why?
Until
how
it gets
could that
diluted.
Happen?
Make him make more.
More bad decisions.
It started last Friday, so...
okay.
But
so
they'll be
ongoing
repeated.
And on demand and all that, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what? Although it's IFC, so I'm not sure. I went to, I flew in on Friday night, and then I was at my girlfriend's house, and she has the cable package that I guess everybody in Venice does, and can't get IFC. So fuck it, huh? It's the second largest city in the country, and you can't get IFC.
Venice? It's the second largest country in the city. Venice is kind of a country. They got those canals.
Isn't that the name of an Atlanta Rhythm Section song?
No, when he said second, he meant the Todd Margaret Nation, which they just sort of, it's like the Navajo thing. It's just kind of everywhere. But they are the second largest country.
And
have
speaking,
you been to,
sorry, go.
No.
Speaking of Cine Family, I just want to mention that the first annual Wayne Federman International Film Festival starts this Thursday with Gary Shandling is going to show... King of Comedy, which is an amazing
fucking
movie.
That's such
a
great idea, man. They told me about that last night. That sounds really, really cool.
That's a
great idea. A way to keep yourself relevant through other people.
The Mark Maron School.
Oh, shit!
Am I wrong about that? Am I wrong?
You what the fucker. Yeah, so Gary Shandling's showing King of Comedy.
Was it that out of bounds to say that?
That's sold out already.
I was kidding. that was good-natured fun between friends.
I meant I was kidding, too. I meant that. I meant.
But that's the first thing David said to me when he was on the Benson Interruption, was this is a pretty clever way to have funny comics, and you just sit there and take all the glory
right.
sitting next to them, and it's true. It's,
yeah.
We're really figuring it out.
And, wait, that is what you're fucking doing.
I love that about the interruption when you did it in Seattle at Bumbershoot one time. This is years ago. You had a big plush chair.
Ridiculous, like a throne.
Yeah, yeah. And just sat there in the back, high as a kite, just and you're doing your act like in front of him, and he's like, "That's like cereal." It's like every stoner's dream.
I did love how he changed from being in the darkness of the audience to, no, I'm going to be in
right
a
up on stage
that the other comedians have to work around. It was almost
I'm in this too, Pat.
Yeah, it's like it became the Doug Benson obstruction. Like we're just trying to somehow peek around you while you're just in front of us going, yeah, like, nice tag, asshole. If I could just get the attention on me for a second.
Why is my mic lower than Doug's?
Why is he illuminated and I'm in darkness? This is a fucked up setup.
What is he doing?
This is just like doing Mark Maron's podcast. So, International Film Festival, because you got to put the word international in, even though
right.
like you got one movie from England, right? So it's not really an international
well,
film
Mike
festival.
Mike Lee's movie from England. Mike,
that's what I said. One movie from
no,
England.
No, Darlene is also from England.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's a slash.
Yeah, okay. Are these your favorite
No, this
films?
Is this is this what's is, going on. Let me tell you.
Yeah, tell us about it.
You called your friends. Okay.
No.
So you called your friends.
I called my friends, and I said, what movie would you... I curate the comedians curate the films.
You so. Curate the comedian. What a pompous asshole.
I curate the comedians.
All right, anyway,
I called my comedian friend.
He makes a phone call.
I make a phone call. That's my curating.
He'll send a text. The modern curating.
And then I asked them for a movie they either loved or were inspired by or was influential in their life. The only caveat was that they... couldn't be involved with the movie in any way. Couldn't act, produce, any. So it's not them promoting it constantly out there doing a Q&A after a movie they're in. Constantly doing that.
It's the opportunity to take questions about a movie you had nothing to do with.
Yeah, it would be a movie you have nothing to do with. Yeah. Nothing at all.
It's pretty awesome. And if you guys are, I know Patton and David aren't involved this year, but this is the first annual.
I couldn't, you asked me, and yeah. the dates gave me, I absolutely couldn't do it, but if you keep doing this, you know I'm going to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. It's going to be great.
If you're listening to this.
I thought you were in England.
This comes out on Friday.
I might need you.
Right. Yeah. We'll talk to you afterwards. Another thing, but
I'll give you my card and we'll, okay.
This comes out on Friday.
This
comes out on Friday, and that night at 11 o'clock, I'm doing a movie interruption. It's not a movie that I appreciate in any way whatsoever and did not inspire me except to make fun of it. I'm showing the Tom Cruise classic Cocktail. Yeah, and we'll chat it up during that.
It's a movie where you have to root for a hero who wants to take the idea of a corner tavern and put it in shopping malls. And that is that is his journey.
80s
and
movie.
you are rooting for him to completely destroy something good. That is the whole point of the film.
I can't believe bartender poetry did not catch on.
And also, why wasn't he able to fill shopping malls with drunks? Why wasn't he able to do that? That would have been so great for America.
You're right about that. And Andy Kindler's showing the great Albert Brooks movie Modern Romance on Saturday. Yeah, and who am I leaving out?
Kevin Pollak is also
showing the first In-Laws,
which is a great
movie, according to four people in this audience. Four older people.
That's the whole idea of the festival. Just a film that you love.
And the comics will do stand-up before the film.
And they do a little bit of stand-up, just a little bit. Introduce the film, and then afterwards do a Q&A, like, hey, it's different than the way I remember
it. Oh, wait. I meant to say, cereal.
But here's the weird thing. The Patton is here because one of the inspirations for the festival was Patton at the New Beverly introducing Fist Foot Way once.
I was like, I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, maybe we should
do a
whole...
Yeah, there's something I could steal.
Well, Edgar Wright just did a really cool festival of films. Mm-hmm. He asked like five of his friends, send me the 10 films that I should see. Like, you got to see these movies. And it was all movies he had never seen that his friends have always bothered him to watch.
Yeah, what you've missed.
So he could fill all that. Yeah, so it was really interesting.
Yeah, like I've never seen a Katherine Heigl movie. So someday I hope to put together a festival where I watch them with my friends
and charge people.
I'm lying. I saw Knocked Up. So I saw the one that started the whole mess.
What a terrible way to look at your career. And this one just started everything. Just started the fire and animals died. That's how it all.
That one like launched her, and then she forgot to involve herself with anybody that was funny or interesting or anything. Okay, so let's play Build a Title. That's what I was gonna do when David ran in.
I thought she was in a Josh Amell film. Yeah, you forgot about the
Josh Duhamel film.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that David Cross even made a Josh Duhamel reference.
Well, if you rewind it, you'll see that I mispronounced it and said Humel. And I didn't know that I was...
He's the Timothy Oliphant of people that look like Timothy Oliphant. All right, let's play Build a Title.
Let's play it.
Yeah, we're going to play a speed round of this game.
How does it work?
I'll tell you. We'll start with who seems to think they have the greatest handle on this. I think because both of you haven't been on the show recently enough to have played this, but Wayne has. Basically, it's I throw out a title, and the first person has to add another movie to the title by using either the last word of the title or the first word, and you link it up and make a long title. And you know,
it's
going to go really fast. Yeah, use real movies. So the starter movie, we'll start with Wayne, we'll go to Pat, and then David. And the starter movie suggested by Soupy845 on Twitter is Spaceballs. So you need a movie that begins with the word balls.
Lost in Spaceballs.
Or, okay. Well done. So Lost in Spaceballs. So, Pat, you need a movie that ends with the word lost or begins with the word balls.
Lost in Spaceballs of Fury.
Very well done. So now David needs a movie that ends with lost or begins with fury. And you have 5 seconds.
In translation and then in parentheses, lost.
Okay, you're out. Wade Fetterman.
Oh, I thought that was the
end
of the game.
Ends with lost or begins with fury?
Ends in lost?
Yeah.
Not so easy.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Time's up. Patton.
Land of the Lost in Spaceballs for Fury.
We have a winner. That's it. We have a winner. Nicely
done. I saw that movie, Land of the Lost, too. Yeah.
That's fun when we make it go really fast, isn't it? I like it.
You did one. It was like one of the longest sustained ones on the show.
Oh, it's ridiculous sometimes how long it goes on
forever, right?
Yeah. You can get a good one sometimes, but it's a fun game to play in a car that you're stuck in. Now, this is another aspect of the show that I don't know if Patton or David have participated in this, but for the Leonard Maltin game, which we are about to play, everyone in the audience or a lot of people in the audience have name tags of some sort, something with their name written on it. Ladies, looks like she's got a shake weight over there.
What?
And
shit.
Yeah, it's crazy some of the things people make.
It's exciting.
And, each of you go out to the audience and pick one sign that speaks to you like you would like to play
this
for
like
them.
Hipster, let's make a deal.
In this
I love
game.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but what? Just pick something.
Yeah, just pick anybody and take their name tag and bring it back with you to your seat. There's Sam is here.
I see it.
What does that say on it? And what is
porn.
It? Oh, it's his weed card.
Oh.
Issued by Dr. Howard E. Leiserman. That's not made up. There you go. Congratulations on having that. Guy's got a Sir Mix-a-Lot album. All right. Let's see. Patton got a wallet, everybody. What's in it? What's in your wallet? Coins? What the fuck?
He's a child.
Here's a quarter. Call your mother. Tell her you'll never be on I Love Movies again.
It also doesn't have your name on it anywhere. It's your. This is your name tag. Because it's got an ID in the thing. Okay. And two coins. Never know when you're going to walk by a fountain. All right, and David, of course, picked the shake weight.
Nice.
That says, what's the name of the person?
Nicole.
Nicole's shake weight.
Does
he get to keep that, or does he have to give it back?
It's not really working.
It doesn't work for you?
Is that what it is?
She just hit the thing. That's so dirty.
Is that
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
You feel it?
Can you believe it?
But it's not a jerky off enough. Like, I thought it was supposed to like it was like an uncircumcised penis. Because I've seen... Oh, wait, there it goes.
Yeah, you got to point it towards your face. Yeah. You got to get it all up in your beard.
Yeah, I got it. I understand. Yeah. I thought it was a...
That's why they call you White Beard.
Yeah. Oh, college.
And Wayne Fetterman's looks very creative.
Yeah, this is good. This is, I assume this girl's name's Kate.
Uh-huh. And she changed a poster for Garden State into Garden Kate.
Am I right?
Yeah. Very nicely
pretty
done.
Pretty good little debut movie.
And it
movie.
Says about her at the bottom, marvelous fun. That's good to know about you, Kate.
By Peter Travers, one of the toughest critics. Wow.
Yeah, especially when it comes to pussy. Oh, and I fucked her with marvelous fun.
I can't wait to see her poster for Altered Cates. That's going to be amazing. Come on, in the goddamn salt tank with Charles Hayde.
Okay, so what's the wallet's guy's name again?
Harrison.
Harrison Wallet. Okay, Nicole with the shake weight and Garden Kate. That's who you Garden guys Kate. Are playing for. Nice. Patton won the chance to go first here, so we'll give you three categories to choose from, Patton.
Wait, what are we doing?
Playing the Leonard Maltin game.
I don't know what that is.
You know the Leonard Maltin game. Once we start playing, you'll recognize it. Okay. Yeah. And again, we'll go to Wayne next, so you can go third. All right, we'll start with Patton. You get to pick a category. Okay. At Vox, YNN, Voxen suggested Doug's mom loves movies, and this is movies that I've told people that I saw with my mom. Which really isn't that great of a clue to...
So you know, a lot of Lars von Trier is
it's movies. Yes, we went and saw Melancholia on Christmas Day.
Oh, boy.
I go see a movie with my mom every year on Christmas Day, so it's one of those. Gam All, AULL on Twitter, suggested Eat Drink Man Woman, which is films that feature cannibalism.
Clever.
And then at Twin Cinema suggested Wayans World, which is films that feature one or more of the Wayans acting dynasty.
They really are the new Barrymores. Truly. Treading the boards.
Which one of those categories would you like to play, Patton?
I'm going to do I'll do the cannibalism one.
Okay. Seems like that's up your alley.
Yep.
This is from 2001 is the year of this movie. Oh, Leonard Maltin gives it 2 stars. He calls it a big, long tease. And he says it was followed by a prequel. It's from 2001, 2 stars, big long tease, followed by a prequel, has cannibalism in it, and there are 9 names listed. How many names do you think you can get it in, Patton Oswalt?
I get that in, features cannibalism. Get it in 5 names.
Nice, good. I like it.
I'm glad.
Wayne Fetterman?
What year was that?
The year was 2001.
9/11. Okay. Okay.
David really has a head for dates.
He's like, I can never remember when that happened. Yeah.
What year was that again?
I don't know.
It was in the 70s, right?
All right?
No, he's like Mary Lou Henry. He can remember every detail.
Vietnam.
It's crazy.
I'm going to say name it.
Oh, okay.
In 5 names. Wow.
All right. I think he will. Here we go. Here's your 5 names. See, David, you didn't have to do anything this time.
Yay.
And you get to pick in the next round.
You're like the saddest thing to wish
of Nicole.
Ever.
That's Nicole
you
with her shake weight.
You get to watch
weight.
Your
Yay.
Friends do the water slide. Okay. Won't that be
be fun to watch Terry and Julie go down? Yeah.
I have cancer. That wouldn't prevent me from going on the water slide.
Maybe we misread you. I thought your wish was to take your friends to a water park. Did we get that one wrong? You wanted to watch your friends enjoy a water slide all day?
No, I said I wanted to go to the water park with my friends.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know what? They're already up there. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Julie. Oh, look at her go. Whoa.
I could probably get up there.
Oh, you didn't see the sign that says you can only have this much cancer to go on this ride? I'm sorry, you have too much cancer. Aww.
Oh, that sad fake little boy. I feel terrible for him.
Oh, you guys, his made-up character just died.
Hang on, wait a second. Hang on a second. Rape, cancer. Okay, we got 9/11. Holocaust is left. Okay, here we go. Ready?
And you know what? Say AIDS every week, so we can skip it this
yeah,
time.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, disappointment. More disappointment about that than the kid dying. All right, your five names are right. Hazel Goodman, Jelko Ivanek, Francesca Neri, Frankie R. Faison, and Gary Oldman. In this nine-name movie from 2001 that Leonard gave 2 stars in his
score. Oh, God
Hannibal
damn it.
Is in it.
Hannibal.
Hannibal rides with Hannibal.
Chianti.
Patton gets a point.
Gets a point.
All right. David gets to pick the next category. Would you like suggested by Electric Lemon? Doug Loves Groupies? That's movies about bands. Or Weezer on the Soundtrack? That's a movie that has a Weezer song on the soundtrack. Nobody ever picks the category because how would you even know?
That's because people hate Star Wars prequels.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. There's no Weezer songs in any of the Star Wars films. And as far as I know, George might add them when he's adding 3D.
Pretty sure the first lightsaber duel is to the sweater song. But if I remember it correctly, when Darth Maul... all right, well, we'll talk about it later.
WeezerCruise.com. And then @Derek_Hayes suggests short film, which is a film that has one or more little people in it. So, David, do you like Groupies, Weezer, or Little People?
I guess I'll go with Groupies.
Okay. This is a movie about a band or one band or more, let's say. 3.5 stars. It was from the year 2000. It won an Oscar. It won a screenplay for Best Oscar. His character named Oscar in it, and he was amazing. And so then they gave him a screenplay. No, it won an Oscar for Best Screenplay. And then he says about this movie that this one's from the heart. That's what Leonard says. 3.5 stars. Why didn't you give it 4 stars if it's so heartful?
Is it from the heart?
Yeah. No. And there are 12 names listed.
Okay.
So how many names do you think you can get it in? Start off the bidding. Then we go to Patton after you.
And when you list the names, are they all like that?
It's bottom? From the bottom, yeah. Oh, so you're getting the most obscure name.
Five.
All right. So that's good.
2.
Now we go to Wayne. Yeah, it's from the heart. It's about a band or some bands.
I got to have him answer that with 2, because I don't think I can do it with 1.
Really? I can do it with none. No, I can't.
So Patton's 2 names.
Yeah. Could be for the game, right?
Could be, yeah. I'm 100% confident that Patton will pull this off. 3.5 stars, 2000. Oscar for screenplay. From the heart.
Oh, I know.
And your 2 names are Peter Frampton and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Whoa.
What? Almost Famous.
That's correct. And Patton is our winner.
There he goes.
You took it down.
Take it down.
You took it right down to Chinatown.
All right, I remember this game. Wait, I remember this game. Like, there's all kinds of crazy different
things. Yeah, lots of things could happen, but you just shut it down. You didn't.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I won.
That's right?
I won naming a movie that Mitch Hedberg and Mark Maron are in.
Lock the gates!
And Jimmy Fallon's in that movie, too, if I'm not mistaken. And
And the guy who directed it did the zoo movie, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, Cameron Crowe.
Yeah.
We bought a zoo.
That's the name of the movie, We Bought a Zoo.
It's great because like they're like, hey, Lord, what should we do? Should we buy this zoo? And they're like, okay, let's buy this zoo. Now let's open this zoo. Oh, we might not be able to open. Yay, we open. Spoilers.
Is that actual dialogue? Is that, yeah. That was haunting.
Well, you know, what else is Scarlett Johansson going to say? So, I love her. All right, so you were playing for the wallet guy. Harrison the wallet. So here you go. Here's your prize bag. Congratulations.
What are we doing this?
Let me look and see if she wrote on the back who she wants to call a shithead. She did not. Do you want this back? Where is Kate? Where are you at, Kate? Where'd you get this from? Way up there. Can you come down here? Is it possible? Okay.
You guys couldn't see it from my angle, but Cross just sadly picked up and then put down the shake weight. It was the most poignant thing I've ever seen. Just this kind of.
It's like we David's only Christmas gift.
We didn't do it this time, Shaky.
So what is sexual? What is weird about it?
What is sexual about it? Give it to me.
No, but the thing is...
Are you Kate? Okay, here write down who you want me to call a shithead here at the end. I got to give you the proper marker for this.
It'd be more like Rocco Siffredi's.
And then where's Nicole? Oh, yeah, write it on there. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because since they lost, they get to pick somebody for me to call a shithead. Anybody they want. I'll name a shithead, and then over 7,200 people will hear it. That's a good one. Now, could you write that in English for me? Who is that? Oh, really? Okay. I like him. Anyway, it's her choice. I got to do it. Let's do some, since we have a second here, that game went so fast. Let's start with Wayne.
Yeah.
And favorite movie of last year? I know you always have a favorite.
Well, I do. And you know I never
that
have...
That doesn't have rape in it.
Right. I never have a top 10 because I feel like no year ever has 10 great movies. Like, that's my theory in life. Like,
yeah,
it's fair. Even the best years in Hollywood, you might get... Four.
I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so these top 10, I don't even know what they're like. They're 10 best, but yeah. That doesn't even mean
just
they're
say
a good
you're
movie.
The best and do however many. That's what the Oscars are going to do this year.
I know.
Might be 5, might be 10.
Right, right. Well, that's, we've talked about that before. That's just,
yeah, we have.
That's
exciting.
All right. It's ridiculously boring, but I love The Artist. I just thought it was phenomenal.
You're right. It is ridiculously boring.
I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, it's really good.
Wait.
It's really inventive.
Yeah.
Is what I'd say about it. It sort of reminded me of like two or three Woody Allen movies where he kind of took a premise and it went off,
but
like Purple Rose of Cairo.
It is effective in what it's trying to do. I mean,
I just thought it was very... And I like this movie, the movie the kid's in over here.
Young Adult?
Yeah. I really like that movie.
Would it have killed you to just say young adult, not bring up some other piece of shit?
The kid. That is his kid at the movies. Come on. What was that? What was that one flickeroony he did? I liked it.
The only thing missing was saying your little movie.
My little movie.
Or
calling it a picture. What was the picture that you did? That's how you know you're talking to an old guy.
Wait,
one picture.
Or the one time I saw a young adult.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of young adult. Ratatouille. I said them all. David Cross, you say you also enjoyed The Artist, but what did you enjoy more?
Girl? Tattoo?
I didn't see that movie. I didn't see a whole lot. And I only saw, I think, two movies the entire time I was in London. Four Lions. Did that come out last year? Four Lions.
I've heard tremendous things about Four Lions.
It's sort of been
out for a couple of years because it's
so good.
It hasn't really gotten a great distribution.
It was playing festivals a lot, but it never really came out.
It's been like, I think it was like at the Sunset 5 here for a little bit or something, and I didn't get out to see it, and I wanted to because I've only heard
it's really. What is it about? I don't even know.
It's about...
I saw a really... You know, when you say it was out for a while, it's because I remember for last year... It just seemed to me there were constant screeners floating around of that movie before they could not get anyone to touch this thing. And finally, the Draft House did. Tim Leake said, "I'll put this thing out." And it's you describe it. It's four.
Is it about a zoo?
We bought four lions.
That's what
it sounds like to me. Like the four. Yeah, it's cuddly.
Four British, born Muslim men who become terrorists, and it's very grounded, but it's also it's a good mix of. A real grounded thing with a lot of bumbling, but very real bumbling.
Which, by the way, is based on, because I read an interview with Chris Morris, the guy that made the guy that does the Brass Eye, and he read articles about these terrorists that they get these guys that, and the reason they become terrorists is they're not very educated, they don't have a lot of opportunities, and a lot of them terrorist plots are full because they blow themselves up. Two guys strapped on detonators, and then before they went on their respective suicide missions, hugged each other and ignited them. And that's a real thing that happened. So when you know stuff like that and you watch Four Lines, you're like, oh, you know what it is? It's like if Christopher Guest made a movie about Al-Qaeda. And it really is the closest thing.
But I disagree, because he has a lot of, not all of them, but at least half of his characters are kind of arch. And there are no arch characters in Four Lines.
There's one that I think gets a little bit sitcom-y, but again, then when you read the stories of these actual guys, it isn't really that.
And they're trying to blow up lions.
No. Once we blow up these four lions, then we will visit Allah or whoever.
I still don't understand. Okay.
But it's really good, and it's surprisingly. I mean, it's not surprising if you know Chris Morris's work, but it's surprising how real and grounded it is. Yeah. And it actually, at the end of it, it's a little sad.
There's a scene at the end that was
great acting,
genuinely
too.
Touching. That I almost got a little. I'm like, I can't believe I'm getting choked up in the middle of all this genuine violence and genuine comedy, and then there's this emotionally that does not feel like it's shoved in. And it does. It feels totally organic and real.
Yeah, it's a really well done movie, and very funny too.
And what's your Patton? What's your latest pick that from last year?
You know, there was a movie that came out.
You can't vote for your own movie.
Oh, then this year wasn't. It's not a good year.
That's how you're going to start it. There was a movie that came out last year.
Every once in your lifetime, you will see. There was a movie that came out that actually, I don't think it's the best movie that came out this year. It actually has a lot of problems with it, but it feels like the announcement of somebody that's going to be a great filmmaker, and it's
Avatar.
Called, yes, thank you. Thank you. Couple of problems with the.
Keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye out for. And I'll say it right now, Jack Cameron. That name. When you see Avatar, you will not forget that name. No, it was called. It was called Bellflower, and I had a lot of. I had a lot of problems with the second half, but there's still like. But you know what it reminds me of when you watch really early Scorsese, and there's this. Like, holy fuck, you are being so emotionally invested. I'm talking to Scorsese, like, you're so young and you're so pissed off and there's so much emotion, but you're such a goddamn brilliant filmmaker. And you watch this movie, Bellflower, where this young filmmaker...
He's a talent. Evan Glodell is his name.
Evan
he's
Glodell.
He's very talented. He's been on the show.
Not that talented. And he, like, built his own equipment. Like, he builds his own cameras.
He's pretty savanty, because, like, when you talk to him, he doesn't even seem like a guy that would make movies. And then
acting it? Isn't he the star?
He's in it, too. And he's good. I mean, everyone
but
in the movie
not,
is terrific.
Like, you know, like, most people that act in and direct their own movie are pretty, seem pretty confident.
Like Zach Braff,
exactly. I'm so glad you came up with the perfect example, because we gotta go. This has been...
No, seriously, go. If you get a chance, go see Bellflower. It's like the announcement of something, of someone new, this guy, Evan Glodell, who is clearly going to have a
decade. Yeah, I think it's still rolling out in art theaters, and it's probably like on demand, and it'll be on cable and DVD and all that. So do check that out. What great suggestions, you guys. Those are really, really educated responses.
Gotcha question.
I was trying to make you look like idiots.
What was your?
Let me ask you this: what magazine
this
do you
year?
Read?
This year, fucking Green Lantern. Sorry, never mind.
Oh
Jesus!
Nobody gives enough credit to that guy. Quick plugs: Wayne Fetterman's International Film Festival this weekend. CineFamily in Los Angeles. CineFamily.org. The increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret ongoing on IFC. It's the last season, so fucking get with it. and Patton Oswalt. Let's all wish him luck at the Critics' Choice Awards.
Yes. Thank you.
Best Supporting Actor.
Tune into the microphone.
That's
better.
Is that tomorrow night? That's tomorrow night?
Thursday. It's Thursday night. Thursday. So by the time this comes, by the time this plops, he will have
Wednesday,
lost.
Wednesday, I am up for.
You know Christopher Plumlee died. You know that,
this
right?
Podcast is over.
Did you ever think you would have to fight Christopher Plummer in your life,
you know,
growing
what?
Up being a movie nerd?
I did get a fortune cookie in 1991 that said specifically that, so I shouldn't have laughed at it. I'm also up for a Best Supporting Actor at the Wayne Fetterman International Film Awards. That is tomorrow night at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And it's
very exciting.
Weirdly, tickets are available.
I'm going to do a Doug Loves Movies taping at Cobb's in San Francisco on January 29th. At 4:20 in the afternoon. And DougLovesMovies.com is the place
Why
to go
420?
For all of my stuff. I'll tell you about it later. We'll stand in a circle and I'll explain it. And thanks once again to Wayne Fetterman, David Cross, and Patton Oswalt. And as always, Jake Fogelnest is a shithead. Yeah, I like that guy. And Katherine Heigl's a shithead. There's no room.